of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue, the big station.
This is your news at the top of the hour. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, a call by DSS director for workers in the construction sector to enroll with the Dominica Social Security. Antigua Barbuda Prime Minister invites Scotiabank to early meeting to discuss purchase of Antigua Holdings. As detention of 100 Christians raises concerns about religious crackdown in China. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash.
But 3 days above. Back of course. Yes, you heard right. For just 3 days, Friday 14th to Sunday 16th December, shop at Courts and we'll pay your VAT. Plus, with Ready Finance, you pay nothing until March 2019. You deserve a break just in time for Christmas. Let Courts pay your VAT. Why wait? Your favorite offer is valid for a limited time. Friday 14th to Sunday 16th December, we'll pay your VAT only at Courts. Courts, bringing value. Oh.
Tis the season for borrowing, and all across the land, the good folks from Fast Cash had a miracle plan. Get more than ever before was what a small voice said. Borrow more, worry less. Why not shop and travel instead?
Christmas just came early at Fast Cash. Now you can borrow more than ever before. Get a loan of up to $15,000 and fulfill your holiday wish list. We'll even give you up to 24 months to repay. Whatever you need, we can help you finance it. It's a Fast Cash Christmas. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Q95 News can confirm two vehicular accidents which occurred on Monday morning. One occurred in Portsmouth and the other in Antrim. Details surrounding the cause for these two separate incidents are unknown at this time. However, an official report will be given as soon as it is made available. Director of the Dominica Social Security, Janice Zajac-Thomas, says the DSS's greatest concern is the continued avoidance and evasion by workers engaged in the construction sector. She says that has always been a challenging area for the institution, noting that post-Hurricane Maria, that is a sector of significant growth.
Because almost everybody's house needs some kind of work, and so we continue to be challenged by those engaged in the construction sector in complying. No, well, our officers keep going to them, visiting them, and we're hoping to have a meeting with the organization, the construction. We are planning to have a meeting with them, although I suspect the offending parties are not members of the association, but we are seeking to meet with them in the new year, because this has been an area of serious challenge for us, the non-compliance by those in the construction sector. And our concern too is not just we're not receiving the contributions from them, is the risk that these workers are exposed to. You know, they are the ones who are more likely to have an accident on the job. And so if their contributions are not paid, then they cannot qualify for the disablement benefit, or even death, if that becomes necessary, death benefit to their dependents. So I would really like to continue to call on those engaged in the construction sector to honor their obligations to the Social Security as far as the employees are concerned.
Domlec now has a new customer service charter. The launch took place at the office of Domlec in Fokley on Thursday. The customer service charter is a document that defines the standards at which a company intends to provide service to its customers. Commercial manager of Domlec, Paul Moses, elaborated further.
It outlines the responsibilities of that company, that organization. It outlines the rights and the responsibilities of customers as well. And it also indicates the medium by which customers can complain if in fact they are not satisfied with the standard of service that we deliver.
Moses says Domlec is governed by the Electricity Supplies Act, and that act makes provision for Domlec to provide service at certain levels.
And the act speaks about the guaranteed standards and the overall standards. In those standards, Domlec is required to provide service at levels indicated in the standards. For example, Domlec is required under GSO1 to connect a customer, a simple connection, to connect that customer within 5 days. This is a stipulation from the IRC, the Independent Regulatory Commission that regulates the operations of Domlec. Domlec is required, based on that regulation, to connect a customer within 5 working days for a simple connection. Domlec is required as well to be able to provide the first bill to a customer who recently got connected within 45 days. And there are other standards that the guarantee standards make mention of. Some of those standards, if Domlec fails to adhere, there are penalties that will be imposed on Domlec.
Dominica has bid farewell to Cuba's ambassador to Dominica, His Excellency Juan Carlos Trometa de la Rosa, Sunday night. Trade Minister Ian Douglas says Dominica has been very direct in terms of its support for Cuba against the economic and financial embargo that has been voting in favor of the UN resolution proposed by Cuba, entitled The Necessity of Ending the Economic and Commercial and Financial Embargo Imposed upon Cuba by the United States. He says this embargo is not in the best interest of any country, particularly Cuba, saying that Dominica will continue to support the ending of that embargo.
Well, rest assured. Presently, Dominican citizens are allowed visa-free entry to Cuba for a period of up to 28 days. We will pursue discussions with your successor for that visa waiver agreement to be revisited, to make provisions with special consideration for Dominicans seeking medical attention in Cuba. In some cases, they may have to stay more than the 28 days, so that would be necessary.
Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Francine Baron has expressed gratitude to the government of the Republic of Cuba for its continued solidarity and support, and in particular for having sent to Dominica, at the most fortuitous time, one of its most dynamic and engaging young diplomats.
Ambassador Juan Carlos Trometa de la Rosa. For the Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs, Ambassador de la Rosa is an excellent example of resident diplomatic representation. He worked to reinforce and consolidate traditional areas of collaboration in the health and education sectors, ensuring the smooth transitioning of the Cuban Medical Brigade and our Dominican students to pursue their studies in Cuba, among other things. Ambassador De La Rosa has been very passionate in his engagement with us and is always interested in expanding the boundaries of Cuba-Dominica collaboration, particularly in the area of agriculture. He offered technical support in the expansion of coffee, cocoa, potatoes, and vegetables, and in the treatment of black sigatoka. In essence, he familiarized himself with the challenges faced by the people of Dominica and was comfortable to the point where he made actual suggestions as to how these challenges could be resolved. Clearly possessing an engaging personality, Ambassador De La Rosa was particularly helpful following the passage of Hurricane Maria in marshaling the response from Cuba to the request for support from Prime Minister Skerrit. He skillfully arranged and coordinated the tons of Cuban relief supplies, including food and construction material, made available to us in quick time.
Trometa will be replaced by Ambassador Ulysses Arans Fernandez. Still on the local scene, attorney Anthony Astafan is questioning the seriousness of the Concerned Citizens Movement in seeing electoral reform become a reality in Dominica. He says the CCM president, Loftus Durant, went to the High Court of Justice and applied for an injunction to prevent the attorney general from laying before the House and the speaker from allowing debate on the bill on the amendments which would allow ID cards to be presented to Dominicans on island and elsewhere. Astafan says because of the application for the injunction, the Attorney General has advised the Prime Minister that it may be prudent not to pursue the matter now of the amendments until the case is heard.
And the same Loftus Durant who asked for an injunction is telling the people of Dominica that he's been advised by Americans to put a larger number of people on the ground to demand the very thing that he has attempted to stop and seeks to stop by injunction, at which his political leader, Lennox Linton, wants to stop through gang violence outside the parliament. And I think it's important that Dominicans understand, because it seems sometimes you have to say things many times for everyone to hear it and understand it. that the bill was not passed for ID cards and for confirmation and to remove people off the list who've been overseas for more than 5 years because of the intentional and deliberate actions of Lennox Linton, the leader of the opposition, and Loftus-Jura.
Education Minister Peter Sejar says 1 year and 2 months after the passage of Hurricane Maria, a strengthening of the relationship of the spirit of brotherhood and fraternity that exists between the French neighbors and Dominica is being witnessed. A French delegation has come to the aid of the people of Montjean in the rebuilding of the primary school, which was destroyed.
And let me say here, I want to be very clear that when our friends and partners sacrifice what they have to share with us, we need to demonstrate a spirit of gratitude. And that is why, for me, this is a red letter event, because two consecutive natural occurrences and two times in a row, Correca is coming to the aid of the Ministry of Education, and more so, the students of the Southeast.
Seja expressed profound gratitude to the entities responsible for coming to the assistance of the Montjean students.
So on behalf of the students, parents, principal and staff here in Montjean, the Ministry of Education and the government and people of the Commonwealth of Dominica, let me express our profound gratitude, first of all, to the management and administration of Crédit Agricole and Mr. Merion and his support staff at Correca. And of course, my good friend Ezra Winston, for recognizing that there is a need here and that you are prepared to administer to that need. Thank you, sirs.
And Agriculture Minister Reginald Austrey says government recognizes that it operates in a global community in which compliance with international standards is necessary. Last year, the government of Dominica received communication from the European Union that it had identified some aspects of the Dominica tax regime, which is considered to be harmful. Austrey says, though government does not now necessarily accept the EU's position, it is willing to make changes to meet the EU standards.
As such, we have engaged the European Union on what is required of Dominica with a view to meeting their standards. Some progress has been made, but to be fully compliant, changes will be required for other legislations, and these will be brought to Parliament in due course.
In other news this afternoon, Prime Minister Gaston Brown has invited the competent authorities of the Bank of Nova Scotia to a meeting by January 7, 2019 to discuss the purchase of the bank's branch holdings in Antigua and Barbuda. The invitation is contained in a letter sent on December 13 by the Prime Minister to Scotiabank's branch manager in Antigua, Susan Snags-Wilson. In the letter, the Prime Minister said that the proposed meeting would be between high officials of the Bank of Nova Scotia and representatives of a consortium comprising the government, local banks, and other qualified and competent local institutions desirous of purchasing Scotiabank's branch holdings in Antigua. And a prominent Chinese pastor and legal scholar is one of 100 Christians detained by authorities after he was reportedly arrested on allegations of inciting subversion of state power. Wang Yi and his wife Jiang Rong were taken into police custody early last week in the city of Chengdu, where they run the Early Rain Covenant Church, according to China Aid, a U.S.-based nonprofit that advocates on behalf of China's Christian community. A church parishioner who spoke on condition of anonymity confirmed Wang's arrest in a phone call with CNN. Authorities with China's National Religion Bureau did not respond to a request from CNN seeking comment. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. A call by DSS Director for workers in the construction sector to enroll with the Dominica Social Security. Antigua Barbuda Prime Minister invites Scotiabank to early meeting to discuss purchase of Antigua Holdings. And detention of 100 Christians raises concerns about religious crackdown in China. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.